The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Time to talk recipes. And in Gar's absence this week, we have Erica Drum, chef and recipe developer. And we are talking risottos, but first Vietnamese summer rolls.
Yes. I'm actually going to call them, thank you for having me, I'm going to call them Vietnamese slash Irish because we're going to use a good bit of Irish seasonal food in them, right? There's loads of things in season at the moment and I love talking about what we can get in the shops, what we can see maybe perhaps in our gardens if you're doing it. So these are summer rolls. So we all know spring rolls, which are kind of deep fried or oven fried, phyllo pastry style kind of hot things. These are a cold version. So you get a rice paper. Have you ever seen it before? So it's a disc of rice paper. So it's kind of see-through and then you submerge it in warm water. And then you're going to place that onto like kind of a wet chopping board. And that's really important because you want to keep it all a bit moist. You don't want it to dry out. And in that, you can put vermicelli noodles, which you've cooked in advance and cooled down. And then slices of loads of different veg that you can get. So like at the moment, we can get gorgeous carrots or there's garden peas or broad beans, spinach, chard. And the idea is that you kind of make a little tube in the middle of the disc. And of course, you can add like some grilled prawns or some cooked chicken or trout or whatever you have. And then you roll that up. So I love to put like scallions in there, a little bit of sharp kind of flavors, maybe some herbs. And you roll those up and sprinkle them with some seeds. But the best bit is dipping it into a peanut kind of sour garlicky sauce that is so good.
What's the recipe for the peanut sour garlicky sauce?
Yeah, so I do about 2 or 3 tablespoons of peanut butter, about 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of rice wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sesame oil. I'll make sure you get toasted sesame oil. It's really tastier. And maybe a squeeze of lime if you have it. Mix that all together. And honestly, that sauce is phenomenal on loads of things, but particularly for this where you dip it in. Really tasty.
And presumably the great advantage of this is you can make an absolute clatter of them and keep them in the fridge if you're having people over.
Yes and no. Unfortunately, actually, these are quite a tricky item because of the texture of the rice paper when they're wet. They're almost like jelly-like and they stick to each other and they stick to whatever they're in.
Oh.
So it's a bit of a, actually it could be fun when people are coming over that you all kind of make them while they're there. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like you dig in and people can choose, oh, I want carrots and prawns in mine, or I want chicken and scallions in mine, or whatever. So that's a nice thing to do with your friends.
Well, if you do want to feed a pile of people, the other recipe you have is a good alternative: summer greens risotto.
Absolutely, you're dead right. This is something you could have made a month ago and put in the freezer, which I love. So again, going with the theme of having things that are in season, I love using asparagus. It's kind of coming out of season, but you can definitely still get it. We've got courgette, and lovely greens like spinach and stuff going in towards the end. So what I would say is I love to kind of have whatever my risotto is, whatever time of year, have the vegetable cooking in the oven and then the risotto going on the pot. So say it's butternut squash, that would go in the oven. But in this case, it's greens. So I'm putting my greens, like maybe a bit of kale or kohlrabi, and your courgette and your asparagus chopped up and into the oven to roast while I wilt down or soften my onions, saute my onions with a good bit of butter. I love butter, garlic. And then you kind of coat your risotto grains in that lovely buttery, oniony bottom part of your pan. Good bit of seasoning, a little bit of white wine. And then you're going to ladle in hot. I'm sure if you've made risotto before, you know this. It is a little bit tedious. You kind of have to be over it, but it's really worth it. Ladle in hot stock, 1 ladle at a time. So you end up with quite a simple white nearly risotto. But you get your veggies and you take half of them and blend them with some creme fraiche and some spinach. And that turns a gorgeous green colour, especially if you use fresh spinach or seasonal spinach at the moment, or even you could use watercress or chard or something. And so you're folding through then these beautiful chunks of roasted veg, which you've seasoned well, and then you've poured on your lovely green creamy sauce. And of course, check for seasoning, salt and pepper. And then you might have noticed the crispy croutons.
Yeah, halloumi croutons.
Yeah, kind of made it up, right? So I love croutons, bread croutons, but I also love halloumi. And so what I do is I'll mix a little powder of corn flour, corn starch, or you could use potato starch and paprika and maybe a little bit of smoked paprika and salt and pepper. and then toss cubes of halloumi in that. And I'm sure there's loads of us here on air that are listening that have air fryers. They can go with a little spray of oil in the air fryer or on your frying pan. And what happens is that all the, how many sides are on a cube? Six? Get crispy. And the internal bit of the halloumi is nice and soft. But because they look like croutons, that's why I call them croutons. So you dot them on the top of your beautiful risotto.
And this is, I'm right in saying, other than the butter, which you could swap out for oil if you needed to, pretty much vegan, never mind vegetarian.
Yeah, and in fact, both dishes could be. And I don't, like, I'm a conscious cook in terms of, like, I like to vary my diet, but I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian. But I love to make recipes that could be either way and you wouldn't even notice, do you know?
And what, if anything, are, because I think a lot of people are intimidated by making risottos, what do people get wrong when they make risotto?
Sometimes people wash the rice. For risotto rice, you don't wash it because you want the gluten to come out. You want it to be, the starch to come out. You want it to kind of have that texture of silkiness. Then doing all the liquid at once, it doesn't work. You have to slowly add the liquid. And sorry, before that as well, I think that tip of coating the grains with that flavoured oil is really important. It nearly, I don't know what it, definitely does something different. Really good. Taste as you go. Always season well and always add a bit more butter if you are a butter eater.
Erica, thank you very much. That is Erica Drum, chef and recipe creator. And you can find her on Instagram, Erica Drum.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.